Well, Lara, your interactions with the press regarding this car thief is fairly normal. Like, the guy was dangerous, you stopped him, they have some questions, but you expertly weave through it. There's no real issues until the next day. At that point, people start talking about how your crew was about 30 minutes late to the emergency, which is a huge drop off from how things were when Captain Momentum was around. Ultimately, the perpetrator did die from shock at a Luna Island hospital, but the public doesn't seem overly concerned with that. What they're more upset about is the guy caused multiple fatalities in the time it took you to get to him. The fact he's dead just seems appropriate to a lot of people. The 24-hour news cycle is going through this guy's social media posts, trying to analyze who he is as a person, and naturally they're trying to figure out, did he vote for a Democrat or a Republican? See, when it comes to this kind of thing, you, as an experienced media person, know that social media is poison, and it is impossible to discuss anything now without tarnishing every aspect of it. You're seeing a lot of talk online about how the guy was white and male and how that is why he did the crime. But that's normal for social media. Had he not been white, then there would have been talk about how that was why he did the crime. What's frustrating for you, however, is that there has been this movement online that is anti-superhero, and it occasionally catches on with politicians. Now, it could be a lot of different things. Sometimes you have actual corruption or unnecessary violence among superheroes, and then other times it's just honest mistakes. Now, no matter what's being said, one of the most important things to understand about this social media management is that the companies that promote these things are not liable whatsoever for anything that gets said. So it's a total free-for-all. It doesn't matter how untrue or how incendiary something is, it can still be promoted if it catches on well enough, if it resonates with people at all. That means if somebody said that you strangled your own mother, and people kind of got along with that because they don't like you very much, you can't sue Google or Twitter or anybody else for libel. You kind of just have to sit with it. Or, as absolutely everybody who matters has learned, you can use a bot network to try to create a counter message and then drown out the things that you don't like being talked about. Now, this is not an exact science, because obviously anybody with investment in the other narrative is going to have their own bot network, and then you've got foreign governments that are trying to create destabilization and strife within the country, and they just promote negativity and divisive points of view. Bottom line, and where I'm going with all this, is that this morning you wake up and you find that "All Superheroes Are Bastards" is trending on Twitter. And the primary subject of this is you and your company and how much money you're making from the government in spite of how poorly you did that day. Now, again, it's social media, so you can't tell how many of these accounts are actual human beings, but it is also being talked about some on live news, which is usually not a good sign.
Oh my god. Okay, is there really anything, though, about Kimon throwing that tire iron through that guy's leg?
Well, I mean, there's some of that sprinkled in there, but clearly what the public is upset about is that you guys are getting all this power and money, and then we're 30 minutes late.
Okay, well, the public responds to negativity, or social media does, so let's have our counter message be something like, the police should have used more force faster, they could have saved lives by ending that one life. We'll throw out the message that maybe there's too much regulation and speculate that that slowed us down. And then finally, let's actually try to get people talking about the violence that Kimon displayed that day. I would rather people be discussing that than people be talking about our money and the influence that we have in government.
Okay, you get in touch with your social media people, you have them set up the bots and see if you can get a different message to hook in, and they go to work. That's even before you get into the office. When you get into the office, there's a press pool waiting to talk to you.
Okay, all right, get on my super suit and then go up in front of the press.
Okay, they all burst into sound as soon as you walk in. Hey, freeze frame, what do you think about this?
Okay, all right, everybody, I just want to, right away, let's clear things up. We have had discussion with Kimon about the level of violence that he applies when he performs arrests. That was excessive the other day. We think it went far beyond anything that we would normally tolerate, and he's been reprimanded. However, we do believe that given the circumstances, the amount of force that was applied could be excused. It was understandable in a snap judgment.
Well, this does seem to work, broadly speaking. The reporters kind of take the bait, and they start asking you about violence. Aren't you trained to work under pressure? Exactly how much violence do you think is acceptable? But then somebody asks, you were very late to the scene of the crime. Can you explain why?
Well, yes, the police normally handle a standard hijacking and car chase situation, but it took some while to realize that this was a super situation. So we arrived as soon as we were made aware.
About how much time do you think it took before you were alerted and you arrived on scene?
Well, it was quickly enough that we weren't able to develop a better plan of action than the one that we took.
Another reporter asked, well, if that's the case, can we expect more violence like this in future arrests? and they go back to the subject that you were trying to get them on. This is still bad press, but it's not the bad press you were really worried about. By the afternoon, thanks to your maneuvering, people are arguing more about whether or not you used excessive force than they are about whether or not you were negligent in spite of all your wealth and power. That becomes the message of the day, and because the carjacker did quite a lot of harm and was very unsympathetic, turns out a lot of people naturally come to your defense. It drives a wedge between people, and no one gets anywhere.
Great. Okay. Crisis averted. I'm gonna call a team meeting.
Okay. Elvis and Paul, you guys get invited up to the main office.
Lowry, so I caught the press briefing. I understand you're casting shade in my direction about how harmfully I am attacking people who are killing other people.
Actually, Kimon, I have been looking through social media, and what they're really saying is that, I mean, like, it's almost a weirdly perverse kind of thing to do to throw a tire iron through a guy's leg.
Oh, and how would you have handled it, Flux?
Well, obviously not by throwing a tire iron through a guy's leg.
Actually, Kimon, Flux is correct. We've really overlooked this, but I think that maybe we could get you, say, a leather satchel full of beanbags. It would be less lethal.
If I hit a guy square in the chest with a beanbag hard enough, I can still stop his heart, Lowry.
But it would send a clear message to the public that we're conscious of the dangers of your powers and we are trying to mitigate them.
What gives with this? When Rudy had an incident, we never had to have a big sit-down over it.
Well, in those times, Rudy was in charge, and he was in charge of deciding when we would have sit-downs. I was always under the impression that Rudy blamed himself enough that we didn't all need to discuss it.
So great, from now on I carry around a satchel full of beanbags, and that's my scarlet letter for doing my job without any help.
I don't understand why you're not open to this.
Yeah, Kimon, Beyonce even retweeted some of this stuff.
Who is Beyonce?
Are you kidding? Do you not know who Beyonce is?
She wrote Independent Woman, Kimon.
The Julia Roberts film?
You're thinking of Pretty Woman.
I don't care what Beyonce said!
Well, you should, because she's expressing an opinion that's held by quite a lot of people right now.
If you tell me one more time why I should care about what a movie film writer thinks more than I do about whatever's actually going on, I am going to explode, and there's gonna be gore and intestines all over the walls!
All right, look, the bottom line is, from now on, you're gonna carry a satchel full of beanbags, and that's gonna be in the news. The press is gonna hear about it.
Fine! I'll carry a satchel full of beanbags. Not that that'll save lives, but just to make you happy. Now, as long as we're here, let's talk about what we plan to do with Mercury's compound.
I think I'm also going to have to make a tough call and say that we're done with that for now.
How? In what way?
One of the big problems that I see with our performance yesterday is that we're obviously expected to be here in the city, and we went clear out of town. The FBI is already on that case, so we'll just let them handle it.
You want to let the FBI be the people who bring down the guy who killed Rudy?
I want this to be the best superhero franchise that we can make, and if that means letting the FBI do their jobs while we do ours, then that's what we're gonna do.
So that's it. You're just gonna wash your hands of this case and let another agency run with it.
Put simply, yes. And I'm not going to argue with you.
Great. Okay, fine. So I'm just gonna run around with beanbags and we're gonna let Rudy go unavenged and that's it.
Rudy wasn't a big vengeance guy.
Oh, shut up, Lauer. Do not presume to lecture me about what kind of guy Rudy was. While I was out there in the field every day with Rudy, you were here hanging out with Michael in the office.
As I said, it's no longer a matter of discussion. We're done.
Oh, to hell with you. I get up and I storm out.
Where are you going?
To go and find some beanbags and then patrol the city. You know, my job.
We'll take Flux with you.
Oh,
no!
And
I leave.
Did Beyonce really post about Kimon?
Oh, yeah, and it was scathing. Look, see? Oh, no, wait, that's an imposter account. Well, she probably did. Oh, no, she hasn't said anything.
Okay, well, that's fine. People are concerned about it anyway. That's the takeaway.
Well, as long as we're here, a lot of this has got me thinking about what I want from this company, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. This is an eye-opening moment.
See, I was talking with my mom the other night, and we agreed that maybe Kimon is not the best teacher for a new superhero.
No, he's not.
I mean, that's not overstepping my boundaries to say that, is it?
No. I'm just trying to think of what we should be doing if we're not going to have Kimon teach you the proper way to do things.
Well, I mean, I know you're busy with a lot of paperwork and office stuff, but maybe we could schedule a time for you and I to do some field work?
Actually, I tell you what, Flux, I might call in a favor. I know another guy in the company. His name is Lightshow. He teleports just like you, and he's completely invincible.
Oh, like totally invincible?
Yeah, but not unstoppable. You know, someone once threw a truck at him, and then they had to get the truck off of him, but he was fine underneath it.
Oh, because I worry a guy who's invincible, you know, Kimon moves a little fast because he's very used to being at his level.
Oh, no, no. So the perfect thing about Light Show is that he has a sidekick, young protege. He's been teaching this guy for the past 5 years now. I think he's about 23 now. Oh, but anyway, so the kid doesn't have any superpowers. He just hangs around, observes, does all the paperwork. Light Show's not much of a paperwork guy. And that's it. So I think that'd be perfect. He's got experience teaching. He's not going to outpace you because the kid's been alive for 5 years. So that's got to be a good sign, right? In fact, I'll call Light Show today, and I will get him on a one-way ticket straight to New Jersey Delphia.
Okay, great, great. That'll be so much better. I am so relieved. I'm glad that I brought it up. Is Kimon going to be okay with this?
Don't worry about Kimon.
Speaking of this, Paul, where are you going? And should they be concerned about you?
Yes, always. I am a threat. But for now, I want to go see Nicholas.
Sure. You put on your Uncle Vasily disguise and go down to visit your nephew Nicholas. He comes to the door and he goes... Oh, Uncle Vasily, again.
Again? How is my nephew? Come here and give me a hug. I couldn't pull myself away from these New Jersey Delphia beaches. Let's say we go out and get some drinks again.
All right, okay, Uncle Vasily, let me get my shoes. And then you guys go out to another restaurant. Once you're settled in, Nicholas goes, so I heard you hit the place downtown.
I did, and I had a genuine family reunion in the process. But that's old news. I gotta talk to you about something else. Do you know about a place out in the woods about 30 minutes from here?
Oh, yes. The Fabricator does have another super secret base out 30 minutes in the woods.
Okay, well, how come when I asked you about chemicals and stuff like that, you didn't point that out?
Okay, for two reasons. And you know the first one. It's because if I give you every place the Fabricator has worked on, it's not like it's a huge hiring pool. You know, people are going to figure out that the Fabricator's been compromised somehow. No one's going to get work from him anymore. And then this relationship is useless. The second reason is because, yes, there's some biochemical labs and stuff like that out there, but it seemed like mostly drugs.
Well, could it be converted into the kinds of bio-research that we talked about earlier?
I don't remember the exact specs of what you were looking for anymore, but probably maybe some. That place, though, was more like industrial buildings. I assume probably weapons manufacturing.
So drugs and guns out in the woods?
No, not small arms like you're thinking. Too small. More like... Vehicle-mounted weapons.
Vehicle-mounted weapons? Like, what are you talking? Like, strapping an AA gun to the back of a truck? A technical?
At a modest guess, yes. That type of thing, at a minimum. If there's super science involved, I would say probably worse.
Nicholas.
Okay, I understand that you're angry. But with really big projects, usually word gets out. You know, I don't have to hide it.
Well, yes, word's out. The FBI has surrounded the place. We're aware of it. I'd like to be watching
Okay, see, case in point. You found out about it just naturally.
No, through detective work. But what you're telling me is that if a SWAT team goes in there, they're going to be met with AA guns.
That or worse. But I'm going to say again, if they're getting parts from somewhere to build these machines, then all you have to do is find where the parts are coming from, and you can put a stop to it, right?
I suppose.
And see, all you needed from me was just a little nudge, right? You know, it was logical you were going to look into it eventually.
Well, is there anything else we need to know about the place? Like that it's soundproof, for example?
No, for a secret base, it's pretty rugged, fairly cheap. Reinforced concrete, and quite a lot of industrial stuff, drug things, probably large-scale production there.
Okay, but no traps, bombs, tripwires, security that's out of control.
Cameras, but, you know, just the looping type that erases itself once every 2 weeks or so.
All right, Nicholas.
So we're cool?
Yeah, we're cool. Thanks for the info.
So, not to bring up this thing about your independence again every time we meet, but I saw on the news you got reprimanded for doing your job.
Yeah. They're gonna make me carry around beanbags. And not only do I have to read the Miranda rights, but I've also gotta sing Kumbaya.
And do you feel like that's really helping you achieve your life goals here?
You know, Nicholas, life goals are a source of disappointment. Does anybody ever really achieve those?
Okay, don't be cheeky with me.
No, I'm not achieving any of my goals.
And is this a status that you're happy with?
Let me tell you something, Nicholas. Today, I got called in for a meeting where we had to go over my work performance based on the opinions of whoever wrote Pretty Woman.
What is Pretty Woman?
It's a film about Julia Roberts getting laid. It came out kinda recently, I can't remember.
Kimon, I'm looking it up and it says this came out in the 90s.
That's not that far back.
I don't think people would call that like a recent movie, though.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is that Lowry is taking over and everything is grounded now in his billionaire idiot logic.
Well, look, I'm not here to listen to you whine about your coworkers. I'm here to talk to you about real work and things that matter.
Well, that's why I like you, Nicholas. That's what I'd like my life to be more about.
Well, in that case, maybe it's time to start asking, what is it that Mercury is trying to do?
As far as I know, he's trying to build some kind of gun that'll disable superpowers. I think Flux got some files on it. I don't know if he's had a chance to look at them yet, though. I haven't heard a follow-up.
Well, that's what he's trying to do, and I guess I mean, why is he trying to do it? He's got this organization going on. Why are people willing to lay down their lives and work for him?
Well, not to undermine ourselves, but a lot of times criminal organizations exist to make money. That or for respect, you know, a guy wants to feel like he belongs to something, and sometimes that's a good outlet for it.
That makes sense. When I work for you, you know, I felt like I belonged to something meaningful.
Do you know something about Mercury that I don't?
I'm going to confide in you. There have been a lot more secret bases requested to be built over the years that Mercury has been operating than you realize. Most are not huge scale or very expensive, but there are enough of them broken up into little pieces that this has to be a bigger operation than you think.
Well, if you got some tips on where I should be looking...
I don't want to just give you the information, because if you find them and there's not a clear trail explaining how you got there, well, people are going to start asking how you're finding out. I'll tell you now, the compound out in the woods, it's not the only place. You need to keep digging. You need to get in there and figure out what it is that they're trying to do.
All right, and what's that got to do with my independence from Unstoppable Industries?
Well, the math is real simple. You're not the only friend from the old days that I still keep up with. And you know, the stuff that we were all fighting for, we never really got it, did we?
No, we didn't.
And are you going to get what we were asking for by going through Lowry, asking his permission?
Only if it benefits him somehow.
So great, we make Lowry richer and then everyone else can live off the scraps and we're all happy. I don't think so. This is a fight we're still fighting. This is a fight you're still fighting. I know you still want to fight it. You just don't know you're back in it yet. All you need to do is just go in there, act like a normal person who wants the same thing as everyone else, and you'll see. I'm not even asking you to make your mind. Just ask the questions, find out what they care about, and why they're doing it. As an investigator, that's your job. It's totally natural. And if you get a lead and you want more help from me, I'll give it to you.
Are you expecting me to turn coats for the guy who killed Rudy?
I think you're going to see what they're doing in there, and you're going to say to yourself, I could do better.
Well, you know, Nicholas, Lowry doesn't want me to go out there anymore.
Oh, is that so? Well, maybe you can text Julia Roberts and get her permission, huh?
You're a good guy, Nicholas.
Hey, anything for my hero. You know, a lot of people feel that way about you. They do the same.
All right, look, you're right about a lot of things. I'll keep in touch.
Good. I hope soon.
Okay, I'm going to head out. Gonna go home, pack my bags with camo gear, ghillie suit. I'm gonna dress up like grass.
Sure. Your motorcycle's trashed at the moment, so you've got a company rental car.
Well, that's good. It's inconspicuous. I'm gonna drive out of the city and into the woods.
Into the woods you go. And who's to say that you're anywhere else?